Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Free to Focus by Michael Hyatt, a thought-provoking exploration of productivity myths and innovative strategies for optimizing our workday. Published in 2019, this book serves as a beacon for those navigating through a sea of distractions and seeking clarity amidst the chaos that often accompanies our efforts to be productive. Michael Hyatt, with his extensive background in the publishing industry and a former role as chairman and CEO of the publishing house Thomas Nelson, brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to the discussion on productivity. As an American author, podcaster, and recognized expert on technology and productivity, Hyatt's insights are grounded in both personal experience and professional expertise. Free to Focus is designed for a broad audience, making it a valuable read for perfectionists looking to enhance their efficiency without compromising quality, professionals in search of strategies to achieve a healthier work-life balance, individuals prone to procrastination or unproductive time management habits who are ready to transform their approach to work and life. Join us as we explore Hyatt's practical tips and strategies, all aimed at helping you break free from unproductive routines and embrace a more focused and fulfilling way of working. Whether you're struggling to manage your time, seeking to improve your productivity, or simply looking for a fresh perspective on balancing work and life, Free to Focus offers the guidance you need to make meaningful changes. Free to Focus, a total productivity system to achieve more by doing less. Introduction: Unlocking the secret to genuine productivity, less is more. In today's whirlwind of a world, the most echoed mantra seems to be more, more, more. More gadgets, more speed, more tasks, and inevitably, more stress. Our days are crammed full from dawn till dusk in a relentless pursuit of productivity. Yet, is chasing after an ever-increasing workload the answer to achieving more? Michael Hyatt presents a revolutionary counterargument in Free to Focus. He suggests that our relentless hustle might be a misguided quest. Instead of targeting more activity, the secret lies in refining our focus towards the right activities. This concept might seem elusive, especially in an office environment sprawling with distractions that chip away at our concentration and, ultimately, our productivity. Yet, Hyatt lays down a roadmap to reclaim our focus, paving the way for a journey where efficiency skyrockets, leaving us in a state of peace and fulfillment at the end of each day. Throughout this captivating narrative, you'll uncover insights on the principle of time being a finite resource, the counterintuitive truth that more rest equates to higher productivity, and strategies for thriving in an age dominated by distractions. Hyatt invites us on an enlightening journey to discover productivity not through the lens of doing more, but by strategically doing less. Less of what dilutes our attention and efforts, and more of what truly matters. Part 1: Why Our Pursuit of Productivity Might Be Leading Us Astray. Imagine a scenario where you're aboard a sinking ship, desperately scooping water overboard, only to see it rush back in twice as fast. That's a fitting metaphor for many of our workdays, a relentless cycle of tasks and appointments that feels like battling an endless tide. We often fall into the trap of believing if we could just move a little faster, if we could just find the right productivity hack, we might finally get ahead. We're tempted by the allure of squeezing in just one more task, thinking that if we could manage our daily email quicker, we'd be free to tackle the next day's challenges sooner. Yet, this obsession with speed and cramming more into our schedule diminishes our productivity. Many of us respond to the incessant demands by clocking in more hours, convincing ourselves this is but a temporary fix until we catch a break. This approach, however, backfires. Jack Nevison's aggregation of extensive research starkly illustrates that employees logging over 55 hours a week perform less efficiently than those who keep it under 50, attributable to stress and mental fatigue. It's a clear indication that our conventional narratives around productivity are fundamentally flawed. In this relentless chase for more, we've missed the mark on what true productivity should encapsulate: freedom. Freedom is a multifaceted concept. It's the liberty to genuinely focus, carving out valuable time for uninterrupted, deep work. This kind of effort, characterized by intense concentration and complex problem solving, not only produces significant results but is also mentally taxing. Hence, it's sustainable for only a finite period, daily. But there's another, often overlooked aspect of productivity: the freedom to embrace idleness. While it might seem paradoxical, our best ideas and most profound insights often emerge not in the throes of work but during moments of rest. Cultivating productive weeks grants us the invaluable privilege to step back and recharge, a time when our creativity unfurls and flourishes. It's here, in the balance between intense focus and serene leisure, that we find the true essence of being productive. Part 2: Recharge to Ramp Up, the Essential Role of Rest in Productivity. In the relentless hustle of our daily lives, as the pages of our calendars fill and our to-do lists stretch out endlessly, there's an alarming tendency to sacrifice our much-needed downtime. The first casualties of a burgeoning schedule often include leisure activities. Dinner plans get axed and sleep is curtailed. Yet, this strategy is not just detrimental to our emotional well-being, it's utterly counterproductive. Many of us labor under the misconception that time bends to our will, imagining that a 20% longer workday will yield 20% more achievements. This notion disregards the unyielding nature of time and the fluctuating state of our energy levels throughout the day. Typically, our mental acuity peaks in the morning, dips after lunch, and ebbs away by evening, clear evidence that our capacity for focus and willpower is not inexhaustible, but requires regular replenishment. Facing this reality prompts a seemingly counterintuitive productivity principle: the non-negotiable need for rejuvenation. Rest isn't merely a pause, it's a vital component of recharging our cognitive engines and invigorating our physical selves. Central to this rejuvenative quest is sleep, often overlooked yet foundational to any productivity strategy. David K. Randall, in his book Dreamland, illustrates the dire effects of sleep deprivation on our problem-solving abilities, focus, and decision-making capabilities. Similarly, neuroscientist Penelope A. Lewis in The Secret World of Sleep highlights the creative drought faced by those lacking adequate rest. Our social lives, too, bear the brunt of our relentless push for productivity. As inherently social beings, our emotional health is intricately tied to our relationships, especially those with family. Sacrificing these connections on the altar of work not only undermines our motivation and mental well-being, but ultimately erodes our productivity. Yet, there's another aspect of our lives pivotal for recharging: play. This encompasses any activity pursued for pure enjoyment, from hiking to painting, or simple joyous outings with our children. Though seemingly unproductive, especially when deadlines loom, engaging in play is a potent strategy for mental rejuvenation. Far from being a frivolous pastime, play sharpens our focus and reinvigorates our approach to work, proving indispensable to achieving true productivity. Hence, in a world that mistakenly equates constant activity with productivity, recognizing the indispensable role of rest, relationships, and recreation proves revolutionary. It's in these moments of purported inactivity that we find the energy and inspiration to elevate our productivity to new heights. Part 3: The Art of Pruning to Boost Productivity. Imagine for a moment transforming your workday into a garden. To nurture growth and vitality, a gardener doesn't just water and care for every plant. They also make decisive cuts, removing what doesn't belong to allow the rest to thrive. This concept of pruning applies seamlessly to achieving true productivity. It's not about cramming more tasks into your day. It's about meticulously selecting which tasks deserve your time and energy. The journey towards greater productivity starts with a discerning eye, identifying and eliminating tasks that do not align with your key objectives. It might seem counterintuitive at first, doing less to achieve more. However, this approach unlocks a critical efficiency secret. Productivity is fundamentally about doing more of what matters and less of what doesn't. How do you determine which tasks to eliminate? Two criteria are essential in this assessment: passion and proficiency. Passion is about the tasks that energize and motivate you. When you're passionate about a task, it doesn't feel like work. Proficiency, on the other hand, is about identifying the tasks you excel at and that contribute significantly to your goals. By gauging both your passion and proficiency for each task, it becomes clear which tasks to prune. Tasks that fall low on both scales are prime candidates for elimination. Take, for example, the task of ordering office supplies. It's mundane and possibly not your strong suit. If you hold a managerial role, this is something you could delegate. Then there are tasks you're good at but don't particularly enjoy. You might excel at preparing the quarterly budget, yet find the process draining. For those running their own ventures, outsourcing to a professional, like an accountant or CFO, could be a viable solution. Tasks that ignite your passion but aren't your forte present a unique challenge. They're tempting to dive into, yet might not be where you add the most value. If website design fascinates you, but coding isn't your strength, dedicating your time here could be inefficient when a professional web developer could achieve better results faster. To truly excel, focus on areas where your passion and proficiency intersect. Focusing on tasks that score high on both fronts transforms your workday into a highly enjoyable and productive endeavor. By adopting this focused approach and pruning away the rest, you'll discover levels of productivity and satisfaction previously unimagined. Part 4: Mastering Your Time, the Art of Saying Yes and No. In our fast-paced world, being swamped with work and commitments has become the norm, a norm that demands rigorous prioritization discipline. Amidst this chaos, some individuals stand out as productivity virtuosos, largely due to their adept utilization of a simple yet powerful tool: the art of saying no. These efficiency experts have honed the skill of declining non-essential tasks and requests from colleagues or clients, safeguarding their time for what truly matters. Their secret lies in acknowledging a crucial fact: time operates on a zero-sum principle. Adding extra hours to our days isn't an option, much like one can't conjure extra time from thin air. It's a stark reality, with each week providing a fixed quota of 168 hours. For those who have always leaned towards saying yes, the practice of refusal can be a tough nut to crack. However, a shift in perspective helps. With every affirmation comes a concealed denial. Accepting a breakfast meeting at 7 a.m. might mean foregoing your morning jog. Agreeing to stay late at work equates to missing dinner with your beloved. This realization becomes crucial when deciding how to allot your time. The next time you're asked to volunteer for an additional task, but it conflicts with personal commitments, remember, affirming yourself counts as a rightful and necessary appointment. Embracing routines is another strategic approach to shield your time and boost productivity. Rituals, those repetitive behaviors you embed into your daily or weekly schedule, play a pivotal role in giving structure to your life. The beauty of rituals lies in their dual function: offering forward-looking clarity for embracing the day's tasks, or providing a soothing closure come evening, preparing you for a rejuvenated start the next day. Rituals prove to be invaluable allies in managing time effectively. Once they become a part of your regimen, they transition from conscious effort to effortless habit, saving time and energy in the process. Notable among these are the morning and workday startup rituals. While personal preferences dictate the specifics, a morning ritual might comprise activities like sipping on freshly brewed coffee, engaging in meditation, journaling, or setting the day's objectives. Similarly, a workday startup routine could include sorting through emails, organizing your schedule, and notifying colleagues of your focus hours for the day. It becomes evident, then, that tailoring and adhering to your unique set of rituals forms a cornerstone of a well-structured and productive work life. But rituals are just one piece of the puzzle, as we'll explore further ways to architect an efficient and fulfilling career. Part 5: Setting Your Sights, The Power of the Big Three, and Crafting Your Ideal Week. It's a scenario all too familiar, stepping into the office without a game plan, only to be swept away by the day's urgent demands, leaving your own priorities in the dust. Robin Sharma's wise words, "You will never be able to hit a target that you cannot see," resonate deeply here, underlining a critical flaw in our approach to productivity. Without a clear target, our efforts, no matter how industrious, lack direction and purpose. To escape this cycle of reactive labor, proactive planning is essential. Envisioning our day with a set target in mind is the first step towards meaningful productivity. This can be effectively achieved by centering our day around the Big Three, three paramount tasks that demand our attention above all else. Limiting our primary focus to just these three, even if they are complex, instills a sense of priority, ensuring we concentrate on what truly matters. In addition to daily priorities, charting an ideal week serves as a potent tool to amplify our productivity. Imagine sketching out a week devoid of prior commitments, a blank slate to design your most productive and satisfying week imaginable. Such a layout might include dedicating specific days to specific types of work or activities, such as allocating Mondays for meetings to leave the rest of the week undisturbed, or Fridays for collaborative efforts and client interaction. Crucially, this ideal schedule should also weave in ample time for rejuvenation, allowing for pursuits like evening yoga classes or weekend hiking adventures. Mapping out an ideal week also extends to structuring individual days. Early mornings might be reserved for personal development, such as learning a new language, while afternoons could be an opportune time to touch base with your team. Granted, the concept of an ideal week may not fully materialize every single time. Life has its way of throwing unforeseen challenges at us. However, the essence of this practice isn't about achieving perfection, but about having a defined target to aim for. It imbues our professional journey with a greater sense of purpose and direction, offering a benchmark to measure our progress against and a well of satisfaction to draw from when we align closely with our envisioned path. Part 6: Navigating the Distraction Economy, Strategies for Laser-Focused Productivity. In the ebb and flow of our daily routines, we find ourselves ensnared by an array of digital temptations: instant messages, notifications, the infinite scroll of social media, each craftily designed to capture our attention. While these tools have undeniably enriched aspects of our personal and work lives, they also usher in a tide of procrastination, emblematic of the broader distraction economy we inhabit. In this modern milieu, every ping of our phone or new email in our inbox competes fiercely for our attention, a commodity so valuable that we refer to it as paying attention. This continuous barrage of distractions doesn't just steal our attention, it significantly hampers our capacity for deep, focused work. Consider the moment you sit down to tackle a project, only to have your flow disrupted by a quick glance at a social media site. Before you know it, you're lost in a sea of unrelated content, and by the time you resurface, regaining your initial focus feels akin to starting anew. The consequences? A study from the University of California illuminates the severity, revealing that it takes an average of 23 minutes for an individual to realign with their original task post-interruption, equating to a staggering loss of over 2 hours with just 5 daily disruptions. Combating the clutches of the distraction economy demands conscious, strategic actions. A starting point is to regiment times for checking emails, perhaps once in the morning and again after lunch, to avoid constant inbox monitoring. Leveraging technology like the Do Not Disturb feature on phones can safeguard periods meant for deep, uninterrupted work. For those willing to double down on their focus efforts, consider employing a focus application. These tools permit the tailored regulation of your digital access, allowing only essential software and websites at predetermined times, thus erecting barriers against irrelevant digital intrusions. Yet the battle against distraction isn't confined to the digital realm. The physical state of our workspaces plays a crucial role in our ability to concentrate. Princeton University's research in 2011 spotlighted how a cluttered environment drastically undermines our information processing capabilities. The remedy: invest time in decluttering and organizing your physical and digital workspaces to craft an environment conducive to focus and efficiency. The distraction economy, with its relentless pull on our attention, poses a formidable barrier to productivity. However, by acknowledging its influence and adopting targeted measures to minimize distraction, we can unlock an unprecedented level of focus and efficacy in our professional and personal lives. Final summary. In essence, the heart of productivity beats not in the relentless quest to hoard minutes or pad our schedules with ceaseless activity. The true art of being productive unfolds when we meticulously select which tasks warrant our dedication, focusing our energies on those endeavors that promise the most substantial returns for our business. It's a strategic approach, aligning our actions with our highest priorities and leveraging these choices for optimal impact. Yet, choosing wisely is just one piece of the puzzle. Integral to sustaining this heightened level of productivity is the commitment to quality rest and recuperation. By weaving periods of restorative downtime into our lives, we recharge our cognitive reserves, enabling us to tackle our tasks with renewed vigor and sharp focus. However, navigating the day's potential productivity entails more than just effective task selection and embracing rest. It requires a vigilant stance against the pervasive forces of the distraction economy. In this era where our attention is incessantly besieged by digital disruptions and unnecessary interruptions, mastering the art of focus becomes paramount. In sum, the blueprint for achieving and sustaining peak productivity hinges on our ability to discerningly choose our tasks, prioritize rest and recovery, and strategically counteract the myriad distractions that clutter our path. By adhering to these principles, we empower ourselves to cultivate a workday that is not only highly productive, but also deeply fulfilling. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.